Hey, how was your day, my love? You sure that it was fine? Hey, you can tell me. I'm here for you. Let me get close to you and embrace you in my arms. Oh. You may know this already, but I feel really safe when you're close to me. Especially in your arms. I feel safe, as best ever. From the moment I laid my hand on you, I know that you were the right one for me. I mean it. You didn't mind my insecurities. You said that I was much more than just a pretty shy girl. So we could say that in some way you used more than just your eyes to see me, didn't you? Yeah. Of course, I like it when you tell me that I'm pretty. I've got used to it over the years that you've told me. Oh. Hey, let's go to the sofa. You must be tired. You want to place your head on my lap? Of course you can. Yeah, I'm being serious. You can. In fact, I would love that very much. See, isn't that good? Your face and your hair, your cheeks, everything is just so perfect for me. I can see them in my own way. I know that you won't agree with me, but I really mean it when I say that you're just so perfect for me. You just can't see it now. Oh, I love you, I make it feel comfortable. Oh. You know, I just remembered something. There was a time when I didn't believe any compliment you'd ever told me. I just couldn't accept that someone would say such nice things about me. I always used the excuse that since no one tells me I'm pretty, I don't know what being pretty is or mean. I even convinced myself there was no way I was beautiful on the inside. Honestly, I'm amazed that you didn't give up on me back then. But you kept trying your best to make me understand, to make me feel good with myself. Until you said something that really resonated with me. You just said you don't really need to see to know what beautiful is. Cheesy, right, but quite effective. I can feel you trying your best every day. You care so much for me and others. You don't want anyone to feel inadequate. But I also know that lately you haven't been feeling a bit insecure about yourself. And at first, it was hard to believe that the same person that's so nice to me was so harsh with himself. Sometimes you even think that you're not handsome or worthy of me. And while I don't agree with any of that, I understand why you might feel like that. I know this because I also, at some point, compared myself to so many other girls. Girls that didn't show insecurity. Girls that could make you feel loved without too much effort. Look, I know that it's a bit hard to believe, but some people really mean it when they say you are just so capable of many things. Or when I say that you are the most amazing person, kind, sweet guy that I've ever met. I was like you, and you at this point. Unable to see these positive things about myself that you constantly try to make me look at. But I mean, if I was able to change, so can you. I'll quote a very awesome guy that I know. You ready? You don't need to use your eyes to know what is beautiful. What do you mean? The same words, whatever, you know what I mean. Whatever you said, it resonated with me. Right now, the head of the most precious person I cross paths with is resting on my lap, and my hand is stroking his hair, his neck, his adorable nose. And if you don't believe me, believe in these hands. These hands are roaming here and there, and these hands that can see more than what my eyes can. Yeah. And if that isn't enough, believe in these lips. Do you remember my friends? Yeah, the ones that visited for me for my birthday. The ones that look like a couple. Well, you know, for me, this whole sight thing has always been so interesting. For example, everyone, you, my parents, other friends, myself, we can all see that those two love each other a lot, right? Yeah, apparently, they're the only ones that can't see it. If you chat with them separately and you bring up the topic, their both hands are the same. I don't think we love each other in that way. When it's so obvious, right? But you know, I think I'm a good guest. And this is because I felt similar at one point. They're both feeling insecure about themselves. You clearly see a lot in the other, but they can't see anything good in themselves. Sometimes you just need to consider the good things that others see in you. You just have to accept them. This is a great start, in my opinion. It's pretty much what you did with me. Since I was the one not able to see things in my life, in me, you did start by showing me the extension of your feelings towards me. It was easy to accept it then. And you did it through actions, like caring for me, cheering for me, having patience. It was like using facts instead of assumptions. And eventually you believing in myself, turned to me believing in you, the one that was believing in me. Since you were not lying, I had no excuses. I had no reason to doubt your compliments, to think that you were the only being polite to me. And that is when I started to like myself a bit more. If I was able to make you feel all those cute and warm things, then I wasn't that bad after all. And right now, I think you need to start doing the same. We all have highs and lows, and now you just have to be in a low, and it breaks my heart to see you upset. I'm sorry for crying, but I'm just upset that you're upset, and I wish I could help you. I do. But do not worry, because I'm here for you and with you. I know these thoughts in your mind will fade. They won't fade straight away, but they'll go away. I'll do my best every single day. How? Let me see. About a whole hour of kissing every day. I think that's too much. I actually think that's not enough. No. It's not enough. Well, if it wasn't because of things like our job and, you know, other things like eating and sleeping, I would be like this the whole day. Stroking your hair, kissing you, cuddling with you. Yep. And I worked up nothing answer to that. Can you see it now? Look at my eyes. Can you see in my eyes that you're so valuable? So wonderful, so handsome and so kind. That in my eyes you're everything I could ask for. More. No, I'm not crying. I just want you to see your best person, your best thing that ever happened to me. And if you still have doubts, then I'll just keep doing my best to convince you. For now, let's just stay like this for some more. Yeah, stay like this. I love you, baby. I do.